If I want the present to be better than the past, I must study the present. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. If I want the present to be better than the past, I must study the present. The present is something that is very much with us, something that we are very much aware of, something that is very important to all of us. The present is what we live in. We think we can live in the past. We think about the past, and then, of course, the past is the present. It doesn't matter what the past is. The past is the present when we're thinking about the past. So if I want to live in the present, and I want to be in the now, I must study the now. Whoever thought of studying the now? Well, the now is this instant. Now, I might preface this idea with the idea that we prepare for the now. We prepare for the now by what sort of thoughts we allow ourselves to have in our consciousness about ourselves. The now is expressing what we believe about ourselves right now. The now is expressing what we believe about ourselves in this very instant. Now, do we believe that we are beautiful beings? Then that's what we are expressing in this very instant. Do we believe that we are not beautiful beings? Then that's exactly what we're expressing in this very instant. We are living in the now. So we best study the now and understand what makes up the now. The now is our present thought. The now is the attitude we have about ourselves. The now is the way in which we conduct ourselves. The now is the total manner in which everything is being done in our world. Now, what is it that we are thinking about in the now? We are thinking about in the now whatever conditions we have built up in our mental attitude over the past, and that is the now. So, we must be very careful about what we are thinking in the now. Are we thinking joyous, uplifting, supportive, harmonious thoughts? Are we thinking ideas that are exciting? Are we thinking that we are living in a state of bliss? Hey, why not do that? We're living in a state of bliss, a state of total enjoyment, total relaxation, no responsibility of anything, just to be and to be yourself and have fun. To live in the now, to live in the state of bliss, to live in the state of awareness of who I am divine, I am wonderful, I am the creative cause of my universe, I create everything in my universe in the now, in this moment, by the thoughts that I'm thinking this moment, and there is no other moment, and that's why it's so important that I think the thoughts this moment, that I want to experience this moment. Now, if I think of thoughts I want to experience in the future, that sort of halfway, you might say, is being experienced in the now, but not really. Because we are thinking in the now that we don't have it in the now, that it's going to be something in the future. Or we're thinking in the now that this was what we had in the past, and we don't have it in the now. All we have in the now is what we believe and think and experience for ourselves in the now. How can we develop the ability to think and live in the now? This is a question that has come into many of our hearts and minds as we are reading about the living in the now, and the now is all there is, and there is no other time but now, and all that's very true. But what creates the now? What creates the now is what we believe about ourselves. Now, if you are a man, then you're a man in the now. Or if you're a woman, you're a woman in the now. If you're a child, you're a child in the now. That is what you believe about yourself. Now, there are some people who do not think of themselves as a man, woman, or child. They think of themselves as an idea. They think of themselves as a genius. They think of themselves as an artist. An artist has no gender. They think of themselves as a mechanic, or they think of themselves as a creator of something or other. They're standing in front of the stove cooking and creating a beautiful cake. And they don't think of themselves as a man creating a cake or a woman. They create They think of themselves as a baker creating this cake, doing it beautifully with all of the imagination and all the wonderment that they've ever had, and they're putting it to work now so that the masterpiece of the cake now is their masterpiece. You see, we have many areas of our being that we label and give cognizance to, and because we do that, we limit ourselves to whatever we are thinking about. Now, if we can, and I would surely like to be having us all do this, if we can think, I am God, God I am, I am God, God I am, I am God, God I am. There's nothing else but God, there's only God in this universe, and there's therefore I am God. I am God because that's all there is, I am God. And you see, when we come to that realization that we are God, then we take off on what can God do? Well, God creates the world. Hey, that's a cool thing. What is the world? We haven't the vaguest idea. We think the world perhaps is a globe, a planet. We think perhaps it's a place where humanity lives. We think perhaps it's a place where conditions go on. Well, hey, if we created that, and God did create it, then why don't we say that it's a good place? Why don't we say that it's a harmonious place? Why don't we say that I live in a happy, harmonious, joyful world? I live in a world of peace and harmony and goodness. I live in a world of abundance. I live in a world of right relationships between all individuals in this world because I created it so. Yeah. Now, if we think contrary to that, then of course contrary is what we experience. If we think that way, then we begin to be aware of all the harmony, all the peace, all the love, all the joy in this world because we're living in the now and we're experiencing it now. That's quite an exciting idea. That's quite an exciting concept. And we can do it. It means we have to train ourselves. We have to train ourselves to be aware of what it is that we want to experience in the now. What do you want to experience in the now of yourself? Do you want to experience a happy, hearty, healthy, beautiful being? Or do you want to experience a person who has problems? Well, certainly you want to be a happy, hearty, healthy human being. Or maybe even better, a divine being. Or maybe even better, maybe you want to express yourself as God. My goodness, wouldn't that be a lovely experience to have? Okay, I express myself as God. I look at all the world and I see it my creation. I look at all the world and I see it good and very good because this is what I create. I look at everything that is and I say, wow. And I look at me because I created this physical body that I'm in. I created this physical universe that I'm in, this physical life that I'm in, and I call it good and very good now and always. And should any little thought creep into my now that tells me that there's something amiss, I immediately release that thought and claim that nothing is amiss. Everything is in order. Everything is in balance. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Whew, yes. Just to think about it, it's like a whirligig. It makes you spin around and think, can I ever do that? And no, you cannot ever do that. But you do that step by step. As step by step, you develop your talent as an artist so that you're satisfied with what you're doing. Step by step, you develop yourself as a parent so that you are the kind of mother or father that your child will speak of later years and say, I got the greatest mom and dad all of their life. No matter how old they are, how many years, how many other mothers and fathers they meet, you will be the top one. Not only because you were theirs, but because you treated them as a precious gem, and they recognize that, and they lived in the nowness and do live in the now of that now. You see, every moment we are creating the now. Every moment we are creating ourselves in preparation for the now. That sounds sort of strange, doesn't it? But every moment we're creating ourselves in the now that we delight in the now that we feel is most important for us. So begin today with me, with yourself, whoever, recognizing that now is the only time there is, and now you're creating. And if I want the present to be better than the past, I must study the present. I must study the now. So let's study the now. And in the now, Let's put all those things that make the now the most exciting thing that we could ever have in our universe, and let's live it right now. Just as in an instant you can have your life pass before you when you're in a near-death experience, so in an instant, which is even more than the now, you can have whatever it is that you choose to have as exciting and wonderful in your nowness experience. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.